The family is ordained of God. We, the First Presidency, and the Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and that the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. Thus begins the landmark declaration, The Family, a Proclamation to the World, issued in 1995. See Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Indeed, our Heavenly Father's plan of happiness is reflected in our homes and in our families. As children, it is under the guidance of our parents and through interaction with our sisters and brothers that we first learn to love, to give, to grow, and to live. We experience the joys and pains of life within the circles of our families. The proclamation on the family goes on to declare that happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. Whatever the makeup of your family, these divine doctrines remain constants for success, foundations for happy lives. The artwork accompanying this article, by Latter-day Saint artists, depicts various families as they teach, learn, and live gospel principles. Our Heavenly Father's plan of happiness is reflected in our families. The joy of parenthood is clear in this detail from a mural by Joseph Bricky titled The Purpose of Life. The deep love, concern, and caring of a husband and wife for their child are shown in Keith Mallett's Tenderly. Gospel progression, love, respect, compassion, example, teaching, and learning all happen within our families. These are some of the principles illustrated in the accompanying works. Teach Me to Walk in the Light by Godofredo Orig. Mother and Child by Hagen Haltern. Grandma is a Storyteller by Judith Mayer. Father and Son Embrace by Robert T. Barrett. Teach Me to Walk by Nate Pinnock. The Little Flower by David Lindsley. Teach Them to Understand by Walter Rain. Turning the Heart of a Child to Her Ancestors by Marjorie Sorensen Cannon. Detail from The Purpose of Life by Joseph Bricky. Greg Olson captures a moment shared by grandfather and granddaughters in his painting, Bedtime Stories. An aged mother remembers her son in Farewell, My Son, by Glenn S. Hopkinson. A mother's enduring strength and courage are portrayed in Zion in Her Heart, by Clark Kelly Price. We look to Mary, with the infant Christ, as an example of maternal love, as shown in Madonna, by Kirk Richards. A righteous family and example of faith and endurance are represented in Job and His Family, by Greg Olson. Gratitude and faith in the Lord are evident in Wilson J. Ong's portrayal of Jairus's daughter. The values of work and unity are displayed in Becoming Self-Reliant, by Abu Hassan Conte. A mother's many duties and her enlightened guidance are illustrated in The Responsible Woman, by James C. Christensen. Wholesome recreational activities play an important part in a healthy and happy family life. Families enjoy a winter evening together in Olson Park, by Eric Dowdle. The Prophet Joseph Smith plays with his sons in Get Papa, by Liz Lemon Swindle. The spirit of joyous fun is captured in Father and Son Dancing with Banners, by Brian T. Kershisknik. End of the article, The Family is Ordained of God.